2182 Kilohertz is the name of the first novel by David Maisel. It tells the story of crewmen on tugboats and icebreakers in the freezing waters off the coast of Alaska. Alan Chews has a review.
Maisel takes his title from the frequency of the International Distress Radio Channel, and quite appropriately. His main character, tugboat crewman Henry Sane, has lost out in love and lost his sense of who he is. All he has is the grueling work he loves and hates so much, and the oddball pals and curious strangers he lives with on board the tugs and larger vessels that keep oil moving between the Alaskan drilling derricks and the mainland U.S. The few times of the year Sane goes south on leave to Seattle, where his estranged wife has left him an empty house, he misses everything about his work life. As Maisel writes, the smell of the barge with its mix of oil and grease and fuel, and its outdoor wind filled with diesel exhaust, the smell of the sea when it finally thawed, the sound of a lone seal, the gentle moan of the buoys. I hope you can tell, this is one of those books I'd love to keep reading aloud to you. It's got wonderful sentences, as precise as locations on a chart, and quirky and appealing characters, and the plot is a heartbreaking macho quest for meaning in a dangerously frozen world. It may be the best first novel of the year. The only real distress I had reading it was that it ended.
The book is 2182 Kilohertz by David Maisel. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.